In this week's parsha, we read, as we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bas Paro gives him a name. She calls him Moshe. And because Minamayim Mishisuhu, and this is an Egyptian name. And what's strange is, when Moshe ultimately is repatriated to his people, he should have returned to the Jewish name that he had. The Chazal, there were different opinions what the name was, Avigdor or Tuvia. But why not, as he comes back to his family, to his people, not return to his Jewish name? So I thought that the reason is because Moshe is chosen to be the Redeemer and the Nosin HaTorah because of his extraordinary qualities, his humility, his chesed, as the Rambam calls him, Chiyah Min HaNusi, the chosen of the human species. And Moshe, he grew up in the house of Paro. And with his extraordinary attributes and intellect, is just being the superior human being that he was, he undoubtedly would have been Paro's heir. And Rashi comments, V'yigdal Moshe, V'lok V'aksi V'yigdal Hayelad, Amr B'Yehuda, HaRishon L'Koma, V'asheni L'Gdula, Shiminu Paro Albeso, that Paro had appointed him to be the prime person within his house, similar to Yosef in the house of Potiphar, and ultimately to rule over Egypt in the house of Paro. And it says that Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetzel Echav, Vayav Besivlosam, Vayav Ish Mitzi, Maka Ish Ivim Echav. And what the pasuk means to say is that though he was already the appointed over the house of Paro, undoubtedly amongst the most significant people in Paro's retinue, and base Paro, one would have thought that Moshe should have made a simple calculation. He should bide his time. He will one day be Paro. He will be Pharaoh. And when his time comes, he will ameliorate the situation, the bitter situation of his brethren. Why should he risk everything now and risk everything to be Maka the Mitzri to save this the Ish Ivri? He should have waited, to use the Israeli's phrase, till he got to the top of the greasy pole, and then he would be the benevolent ruler who would save the enslaved Jewish people. But Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't wait. He saw the injustice, and he acted. And that was the greatness of Moshe, that even though he grew up in the house of Paro, and he could have made that calculation, but the injustice that he saw of the Ish Mitzri, Maka Ish Ivri Me'echav, he couldn't tolerate it, and he risked everything because of that sense of justice. And that's why the Torah always uses the name Moshe, his Egyptian name. The greatness was Moshe, the Egyptian, risked all and to save a Jewish brother. And that's what makes Moshe so unique. And that's why he always remained, though an Egyptian, this man of extraordinary talent, but of justice. And he risked it all to do the right thing. And therefore, the name always is Moshe, his Egyptian name.